Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it's time now for our weekly Life in 5 interview. What's it all about? Well, we get to talk to someone about their life, the ups and downs, and where they might have seen God working in it all. How do they do it? Well, they do it by answering 5 questions that they've chosen from a short list. And joined with me on the line, I have Yasmin Reid, who's going to be our Life in 5 guest today. Good morning, Yasmin. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to have you on, Yasmin. And before we give you your 5 questions, we might just ask you to tell us a bit about yourself, because I believe you're just back from studying in California. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing over there.
That's right. I did. I just completed 3 years at Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. It was just the most incredible experience to just go and delve into the deeper things of God, learning more about His Word and about Him as a Father and as a Creator. We learned so much while we were there, and really just learning about identity, like who we are as sons and daughters of the Father, and that He really has endowed us with this authority that we have now, that we can bring heaven to earth. And it was just an incredible experience. Lots of healings, lots of miracles, lots of interactions with people who had never known God. And so it was really an incredible experience.
And lots of sunshine as well, no doubt, in California.
Oh my gosh, 33 degrees every day, and it was just gorgeous.
Fantastic stuff. Okay, let's jump into our questions now.
Okay,
question number one for you, Yasmin, is your favorite Bible verse and why?
My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will direct your path." This was the first scripture the Lord ever gave me, and it's pretty much remained one of my life scriptures ever since. It's a constant reminder that His ways are higher than my ways, which Isaiah 55:9 says, and that I'm never alone. For the first couple of years, I focused on the first 2 lines of it. And once I had those down, the Lord reminded me that there were another 2 lines to that scripture. It's so important that we invite the Lord into every area of our lives. He loves being part of even the smallest details. He's a good father, and every father loves to be asked for advice, wisdom, and guidance. And so that's pretty much been my life verse, and that's how I walk out life.
So that's the verse that you remind yourself of maybe when things are tricky as well.
Exactly. And also just to know, while trusting Him, to ask Him to be part of my everyday life, ask Him for help on a regular basis, rather than maybe when things get really bad, but always asking Him, hey, what will I do next? How should I do this? What's the best way to do this? And He's been so faithful in that.
So Yasmin, you're doing a lot of asking of God, but how do you know, and this is question number 2, or a time that you've heard something clear from God?
Okay. When I was about 20, I suffered from severe bulimia. And at the time, I was working in Roche's stores in Galway, and I was at the customer service desk. And I heard this voice really, really clearly. I thought it was a person standing behind me. And he said to me, "If you keep going the way you were going, you will die." I was so shocked, Wendy, when he said that to me, because I'd never heard the voice of God. I immediately answered out loud and said, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to die." And he responded by saying, "I'll help you." He took me on this incredible journey of walking me through how to eat healthy and how to do life healthy. And I became whole, and I was completely healed. Now, it was a process, but he guided me through it. And so I really learned at that point that God is always speaking and that He's with me no matter what I'm going through.
So question number 3 then, Yasmin, where do you see God just in everyday life?
Gosh, God's in everything, and he's always around. I love having the Father as part of everything I do. In the morning when I wake up, just before I go to work, I lie in bed and I ask Him, "Okay, Lord, what am I going to wear today?" And He picks out my clothes pretty much every day, because He knows what my day is going to hold, even though I don't know what's coming. There's also times when He'll bring somebody to my mind and ask me to text them. So I'll text them immediately, just letting them know that I'm even thinking about them or that I'm praying for them. And if He gives me a word for them, then I'll also give that to them. He's so intentional with everything He does, and that person feels so seen and known and loved by Him in that moment. So it's always good to be listening for that quiet, still voice.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's having that quiet time to allow yourself the time, space and silence to be able to hear.
That's it, yeah. Spending time with the Lord just on your own with no music, no noise around you, it's so important because he is always speaking. He always has something to say.
So Yasmin, question number four for you. Have you ever seen a miracle?
I've seen so many miracles, Wendy, both physical and emotional over the last couple of years in Bethel. And I had the privilege of getting to minister to people and see the Lord show up with his miracle working power. During one of my first year mission trip to Tijuana with Bethel, I got to pray for a gentleman who was completely deaf in both ears. As I laid hands on him, he started shouting and jumping. And when I asked the lady next to him, because they were all speaking Spanish, what had happened, the interpreter said, he's hearing things, and the noise shocked him. He was completely healed in that moment. God really showed up and completely healed his hearing.
Wow, that must have been an incredible experience.
It was amazing. It shocked me more than probably the man himself.
It's one of those situations where you hear about miracles happening and you read stories, but when you're actually in that situation yourself, you kind of have to do a double take and say, is this really happening?
That's exactly. I think I went around for the rest of the night going, are you sure that happened? That really happened. God really showed up. That man is completely healed. And I got to talk to him later. I got to talk to the person with him because he did sign language because he wasn't able to speak because he'd been deaf for all his life. And he was just, his face was shining with excitement that he could now hear the things around him. It was incredible.
Okay, your final question then for you today, yes. Yasmin, is your favourite piece of music and why?
Okay, so my favourite song for at least the last year has been What a Beautiful Name. I think it's by Hillsong. It moves my heart so much. And I stand in awe of God every time I listen to this song. It tells his story from the beginning of time, how he hid his glory in creation. And when we as mankind sinned, he brought heaven to earth by becoming a man because of his love for us. This song just is a constant reminder to me of his name, his sovereignty, his sacrifice, and his unshakable, unconditional love for us. So if you get a chance to play it today, I'd love to hear it.
Great stuff, Yasmin. It's been great to have you as our Life in 5 guest today on Spirit Radio.
Thank you so much.
Bless you and the rest of your day. That was Yasmin Reid there. She was our Life in 5 guest. And we're going to be continuing our Life in 5 series every Thursday at around 11:30 or in and around 11:30.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.